This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg. We're in for the morning shift on this day after. It is Black Friday. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all, and happy Thanksgiving to the folks in Belvedere Park.
Belvedere Park.
Belvedere Park.
Outstanding.
For those of you who don't listen to Sam and I on the weekends on a regular basis, we give shout-outs at the top of each hour to one of the local communities.
Absolutely.
Once we started doing this about a decade ago, then all of a sudden you see these TV stations locally doing it. But that's okay. I ain't saying nobody took any idea. There's no new ideas in this business.
You know.
It all gets reheard and spun up and all that sort of stuff.
Do a different spin on it. That's okay.
We are bundled up this morning. Let everybody know if you're going out doing some shot, you better get to, it's bundled layered. Up.
But you know what though? There's no wind yet.
Yet.
And so it doesn't feel that bad. It's cold, yes. Yeah. You know, if that wind was blowing, it would be a whole different matter.
The Hawk would be out taking names.
He's not out there yet.
Chicago, yeah.
You know. Between, and for those of you who are already out there are people who are already out.
Well, see, that's what we needed to find. We needed to get a correspondent out there at Lenox or Phibbs or one of the places that are open. And it's not just the main malls. It's these little pocket areas.
Oh, yeah.
You got the little strip things that are going to open up 7 o'clock. Now, I thought that most folks stopped doing this.
No.
There was
a time when you couldn't do it. Remember, we had a little time.
Well, that's true.
Right. So,
but
I mean,
now that it's back, but everybody's sitting there typing in their Christmas presents and all that, and they got them coming to the front door.
I guess, but not everybody.
Well, apparently not, because we're getting reports. Chesley's up there talking about folks, and he's giving out his shirt size when he finishes the report. He says, all y'all out there going, getting ready to shop. This is the temperature, and I'm an extra large. Chesley.
You do that, man. Shout out to Chesley.
Have you ever done this?
What's that?
Get up dark 30 in the morning and go shopping on the day after Thanksgiving.
I've participated in it once or twice. And
never.
The rest of them, I said, I ain't doing this no more.
No. I've come home during those times.
Yeah.
I've done that. And I say that not because I was out partying.
I mean, if there's some specific thing that they have, they used to call them doorbuster.
Right.
You know, specials, things that you have to come there to physically get.
Well, yeah, that's different.
That's different. You know what I mean? So you do have some of those type things if you get them. You know what?
Hang on a second. Uh-oh, Sam. See, now this is normally me. Hey, we'll get to Noelle in a little bit. She's back there dancing already. Mr. Crenshaw's over there getting props. We've got show and tell on this radio show, which is always wonderful.
You know, Thanksgiving time comes along.
Uh-oh.
And you always love to get the Thanksgiving newspaper. to find out what's on sale. And shout out to D-Led. D-Led, I still get a Sunday. I don't get the rest of it. I still get it on Sunday because I'm not killing trees. But, you know, you got all these.
Yeah, a little pull-out
sale. Right? Little Sunday sale.
Look at him, man.
You know what I mean? So, hey.
It's like going to Granny's house.
There's one there.
Uh-huh, I got you. You want me to help you out with this?
Who we got in there? We got a cat.
We can't say the company.
Why not?
Because David Ashburn will be calling me up going, quit giving free advertising to these people.
We do business with these folks.
Oh, we do? I got some of my book. Home Depot, of course.
We do that, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, everybody knows Home Depot's got the doorbuster sales going on today. This is beautiful radio we got going on here, but I should talk.
To be able to buy flooring for your house and get 2 set of Falcon tickets. Used to rack up.
We're not trying to get the Falcon tickets anymore.
Used to rack up.
I mean, we got all kind of stuff here. At home, whatever you're getting, this is where you got to get the tree.
You know what I was trying to get? You're going to get that store bought.
Going to be packed today. Do you understand me?
Don't sleep on what she said. Say that again.
The people that like decorate the Christmas decor and such, it's going to be packed.
Yeah.
That stuff should be 50% and sliding down, and it's going to be packed.
Yeah. It wasn't at.
I just thought we'd enjoy seeing some of it.
This is nice. I haven't seen this in a minute.
Yes.
Just a reminder.
You get a Sears and Roebuck catalog too at your house?
I don't really get Sears and Roebuck.
You get a Montgomery Ward and Spiegel's.
You know what? Something did show up at my place for Montgomery Ward.
Are you kidding?
I'll bring it and show it to you. I hadn't seen anything from I didn't know Montgomery Ward still existed.
I didn't either.
I mean, but it's obviously online. Right, because I can't know it. I have no idea where.
But a catalog.
But it's not a catalog. But it's a little order thing. They send to you for the order. How about bringing it and show it to you?
Okay.
I was shocked when I got it.
We have this for Sunday on our show when we come back.
Okay.
We can't mess around with the morning shift like we're doing now. Because this is Mike. This is Mike, and this is Bo, and this is Tiffany's backyard. We're playing in that.
Right. Right.
All right. So this has been beautiful. So you're starting off the show with a little show and tell. I love this. This is like that commercial where they want to talk to the Capital One guy instead of Derek Jeter and the astronaut.
Right.
Didn't you go to space?
Yeah, exactly. Aren't you in the Hall of Fame? I'm the one giving out these catalogs.
Yeah, there we go.
That was insignificant information. Listen to this.
All right, what you got?
We cannot sleep on the big event from yesterday.
Yes. Which one?
No, there was only one big event yesterday, and I want to make sure I get this right.
We got ourselves a new one, and his name is Vito.
Okay.
Vito. You know who Vito is?
I have no idea.
That's the wrong accent. I shouldn't do Marlon Brando for that one. But Vito was the winner yesterday of the National Dog Show.
A pug
from your neck of the woods. He's up there from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and was best in show. Beat out, hang on a second, I want to get this right, beat out like 1,900 dogs.
Man.
Over 200 different breeds.
Right.
This is the first pug to win the National Dog Show. Now, this isn't that other dog show. You know, this is the National Dog Show. It happens on Thanksgiving.
Right, right. The other one's with Westminster.
Yes.
Okay.
This ain't that one.
Yeah, okay.
This is the OG.
Right.
So anyway, like I said, this is it's Vito's day.
Yeah.
Now, you win something like that.
He deserves that, right?
Yeah. I don't know of anybody who trains these dogs or has those special dog breeds and they present them in these shows, but I wonder if they go through a certain type of training food-wise. I know they get groomed a certain way.
I'm sure they have
a certain kind
of diet, right?
So what's the payoff today?
Oh, I don't know.
They get them some kind of big whatever. Like I'm thinking what I give to Jesse when she's been really, really good.
Yeah.
They get one of them big bones.
What else could you get for this dog that he doesn't have? You know, we think about Ugga in the air conditioned house.
Exactly.
Well, this dog's probably already got an air conditioned house. You think?
He got a trophy.
You know, I don't know. He may already have an air conditioned house at home.
He might.
Well, maybe not. That might be part of the deal. You know, there's certain things you win, and it's like we don't know the publications or the websites. I'm sure, just like anything else, I was aware of this when I covered an event once, Bassmasters. Fishing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You talk about something big.
But you get $1 million. The guy who wins it gets over $1 million and just, you know, stuff from Evinrude Motors and stuff. You know, people who advertise. When you see those bass fishermen, they got patches just like NASCAR drivers,
all
right?
All over the place,
and so when you win that, you get stuff from all those folks that amount to, you know, millions of bucks.
Yeah.
We don't follow the dog show publications or who sponsors them or what brands endorse, that dog will get everything from those.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
We have an opportunity to do that, but we don't do it with horses, though, either. The same thing. What I would imagine.
We already know what the horse gonna get if he wins the Kentucky Derby.
Well, not necessarily if it's a Philly. You just don't know.
I'm just saying we already know what's going on. You win the Kentucky Derby, Jay.
You show up a weekend at the Sands in Vegas.
You are the king of the forest. That happens. Why are you laughing, man?
Because that's the phrase I used. What was that? Who does the king of that? Oh, that's my Wizard of Oz.
That's Wizard of Oz, right?
Who put the hot dog so hot? Get the apron. What have they got that I haven't got? Courage.
Oh, gosh.
Man, it's all about the Wizard of Oz these days. I ain't seen Wicked yet.
Yeah.
But she's getting ready to go see that thing there. It came up at the dinner table yesterday.
Yeah.
The things that you remember as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I had kids there, and we're talking about stuff that they remember. I did not know, because this was pre-Greg in their life. You know, I didn't meet Kyle McKenna until they were like nearly 10 years old. One was 7, one was 5. Well, I take it back. He was nearly 8 or 5. But anyway, I did not know of the love that Kyle, the oldest one, had for Free Willy.
Really?
The last couple of days. Okay, here comes Noel. Oh, he apparently had his mama take him to the movie theater a handful of times to see that movie. And this is before, things came out.
Right.
You know,
right.
So she had to go sit there, and I remember when we first started dating, she would tell me that the movies were where she got her best naps. for them kid movies.
Yeah,
that came out at the table, and then Wizard of Oz, history and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then this is what got me was we were talking about something. Toy Story came up or whatever, and his girlfriend was like, I never saw that. And then she was talking about her age. And anybody who says, like, they come at us all the time. We get this all the time. Well, I don't remember that. I wasn't born.
Right.
We get that. And yet they'll start whistling songs from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I'm going, that thing came out 10 years before your grandparents were born. And you know something from 1939, but you're going to tell me you don't know something from the early 90s or late 90s, something like that. So we got into it. But I
over dinner.
It was reminded of me that I told them at one point I was in The Wizard of Oz in high school.
Okay.
I actually had to do summer school one year. And I went and just took drama.
Some people enjoyed summer school.
No, not me. But okay. I had to take it. And so I joined drama. And that summer school drama was you're doing a play.
Yeah.
And I was in The Wizard of Oz.
And what was on the plate yesterday?
We had a smorgasbord, I told you.
Yeah.
I brought some of it here, but no, we had keto.
Okay.
We had spaghetti.
Okay.
We had big old meatloaf with fluffy mashed potatoes.
Yikes.
Yeah, but this was like one of those big special meatloaves. It was one of those where everybody's eating different now in 2024.
Yep.
And we just decided there's nobody, aiming a rifle at us saying we got to eat turkey and all that other stuff. And I'm actually surprised at the amount of people I've heard from that did similar things. They just had a smorgasbord.
Yep.
And you got a handful of people at your house. Not everybody likes the same thing.
Right.
They shove turkey down them or ham because that's what you put on the table.
Right.
But they would prefer lasagna, so this year we decided, all right, we asked everybody about a month ago what you want. Just pretend we're going to be on a cruise ship or something, or we're going to be somewhere to be traveling, and we get to have our favorite, and they all told us what they wanted, so that's what we did.
Yeah, I had some turkey, some ham, and one plate, one stop. Some people think Thanksgiving is like the eating Olympics.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? And it's the eating Olympics, man. No, I did just one splat. I did one dessert, a little sweet potato. It was a dressing. I just did one. I tell you what was good that I wasn't expecting to have, corn pudding. And that was pretty good.
Corn pudding?
Yes. That was good. But I mean, just
the appetizers and the desserts were more.
Yeah,
we're more conventional around me. But Tracy made some stuff that they used to like as kids. And she bought, when we went through Costco, where I got that, by the way, and I'm going to find out from Noel, any of them cookies left? Hang on. She took the tin with her yesterday.
I sure did.
did your folks enjoy those, or did you not give them a chance?
They haven't had them yet, because as soon as I got home, it was off to the races, off to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But I'm sure Miss Pamela will thank you when she has one.
All right now.
Like I said, the appetizers were nice. She had some like not pigs in a blanket, but like little wiener things, but they special kind of wrap around them, and she got those because they used to like those as a kid. And we had the traditional stuff. But afterwards, because we had the smorgasbord, you know what I did? I said, all right, I'm going to continue this. They don't know what I'm getting. So I did. I got one pumpkin pie.
Okay.
But then I got, remember those pastries I brought in here we got from Costco with the cherries in the middle? Those big, they were about the size of home plate. I got two of those because Costco had two for one. So I got those things with the cherry filling.
Right.
I had the pumpkin pie, and then I brought Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You come to my house.
All right.
And all day long, Jesse and Piper were doing nothing with their heads. Were cricked up, looking for stuff to drop, waiting for things to drop on the floor. So, yeah, it was a little bit of everything. And I'm sure that you and I and Noel will, at some point, if we have the opportunity, I did today, brought a little something extra from the dessert cabinet. But I didn't do my usual thing.
Okay.
Because I usually surprise you with the good stuff. But I figured this is the holidays, everybody's going to be doing something, so I'm not trying to outdo you guys. But it was a wonderful day overall,
good.
Except for that first game, which I knew was going to be.
But you didn't know it was going to end the way it did.
No, I did not.
Wow. And
anybody who can
ouch.
You know, we got all these high school coaches that we talk to on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Please, all of you. I ain't even talking to the college coaches. The high school coaches. I'll take them. Get your resumes together and please send them up to Virginia McCaskey, who's the daughter of George Halas, who runs the Chicago Bears.
Oh, my goodness.
And they are looking for, well, they haven't really put it out there. But any one of these Georgia high school coaches that we got down here would do better than Matt Eberflus.
Better clock management.
I mean, please.
Better clock management at the end of the game.
Eberflus said they played it right.
He did say that. And that's like, that was the most absurd statement since the other, I think it was last week, when I had heard Micah Parsons come out and say, yeah, we're a good team. I don't give up. We're going to be in the playoffs. And Jerry Jones and all his craziness.
Oh, yeah.
So other than those two, this was, his statement yesterday after that game made people want to walk out into the Eisenhower Expressway in Chicago. More like the Dan Ryan exit. That's more crowded.
Yeah.
But we will talk about all these games. Quick rundown before we get on out of here. Right, listen, we thank you for putting up with Sam. Now, we normally are on Saturday and Sunday mornings, but we're going to have some fun in here as we sit in for the morning shift and the steakhouse on this holiday weekend. We're going to talk NFL coming up. We got Kyle Sandy, who will let us know about all these high school tournaments going on here. Terrell Thomas, NBA and the Hawks. Russell Baxter, haven't talked to him in a little while. Give us his NFL takes. And then later on, in the 9 o'clock hour, like we did yesterday, we spent time talking Georgia Tech. But, Mr. Crenshaw, today we'll be talking Georgia.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Sintel is going to join us from Dog Nation. Get us all set for the big game that's happening tonight, Friday night, college football. I know, but it's happening, folks. It's a thing. And, of course, the high school scoreboard show is coming up later tonight here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll tell you about that as well.
And happy birthday, Gina Lee Nolan. You watching Baywatch when you were coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday to her. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And tag us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Little tribute to Chuck Mangione on his birthday. It'll feel so good. The most famous flugelhorn player.
I would have to say that.
Yeah. Flugelhorn player. Anyway, it picks up.
Love
y'all this, know this.
Love
song.
This tune and the music from, what was it, Cannonball Run.
The movie Cannonball Run?
Yeah, I mean, he did music for that. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. This is the slow version. He picks it up. But y'all know he's about to.
Yeah.
Get going here really good.
The guitar. Doom, 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 doom.
Wait for that.
What's that?
Doom, 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 doom. That part. Sam and Craig, we are in for the morning shift on this day after. It's Black Friday.
Yeah.
Everybody out there just throwing.
Just open up your wallets and just throw it all up in the sky.
That's right. Well, no, just pull out the card and just fill that up all day long. But we're hoping to get a report from one of the malls, get an idea, because they're about to open. Well, some of them open at 6.
Yeah.
Some of them open at 7. So they're in there right now. You know. You brought up the doorbuster stuff.
Yeah.
See, the only thing that would get me up would be a big appliance or some sort of, you know, a bicycle or something like that.
Right.
You know, but why can't, you know, I'm trying to wrap my mind around doing this. I never did this.
Okay.
Never got up early.
Me and my brother were known for this.
Pardon? Oh, yeah, now.
Me and my brother were known for this.
Mm-hmm.
Lawn chairs outside of stores, sitting there for hours.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, this is just this is a blind spot for me. I never did it for standing out and getting tickets to a show or doing something like that. I know there's people who do it.
Oh, yeah.
They love it.
And I've been on both sides of it. I've been on that side, and I've been the person that works the mall on the Thursday. I've been on both sides of it.
All right, so let me ask you this. You have to get ill with people on this day when you're working, and they come in with an attitude?
It depends. Sometimes, not usually me because I was a manager, so you know you kind of hide.
Well, you're the one they called when it got out of hand.
Yeah, but I'm very much got to give the people what they want. I'm very much that person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Give the people what they want so they leave away happy.
All right. I have so many questions along those lines, but we don't want to single anybody out because I want to know who gave her more of a headache, grown folks or young folks. You know, you talk about tippers.
Yeah.
Who tips better, young folks or old folks? You know, or older adults, we'll put it that way.
One of the worst problems I would run into was grandma was trying to buy their baby some shoes with a check, and that check don't run through. Oh, man.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
And hold up the line?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they mad at me because their check ain't go through because they know it's money in their account.
But, yeah, and then sometimes that happens in line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's definitely happening in line.
They will just stand there like a pigeon on a statue going, uh-uh, move me. I'm
exactly.
Not going no place till I get my money.
I know it's money in my account, so give me my bag. I'm like, oh, Lord. Yeah, those were the worst situations.
That is Noelle. We're going to venture into her world sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. Please stick around for that as we get, like I said, on this day after. We're in for the morning shift, but we got a lot of things to talk about. And which one of those games, I'll leave it up to you guys. We could start with the obvious one. But of those three games that played yesterday, what kept your attention? Which one would you like to talk about first? And I'll leave that up to you.
Well, I didn't catch the first one. I was working.
You were working. You looked nice, though, when you left, by the way, yesterday. You looked very, very nice.
Went over and shout out Georgia State women. They got a win yesterday. They won 2 out of the 3 games they played this week at their annual Thanksgiving basketball tournament. They were we got the win yesterday over Camel. Campbell. Who are the Camels?
The Campbell Camels?
Yes.
See, you can't.
The Fighting Camels. That's what they're called. The Campbell University Camels from wonderful Buies Creek, North Carolina.
Say that again. From where?
Buies Creek.
Buies Creek.
North Carolina.
Is that like Bowie Kuhn?
No. This was a Bowie with the
I'm talking about the pronunciation.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. But. But they were here. And, They got wins, so it was enjoyed.
What was the attendance like for that
game? Not really big because the students are gone.
Uh-huh.
The students are gone, but it's something they do every year, the holiday time, with community to come in, people come in and check it out, and such with the new building. People haven't been over to see it. And so people had a good time. Not many students are gone, you know.
Oh!
But the students that are still there are student-athletes because the football team plays tomorrow and – you know,
you just reminded me of something. And we're going to get into this NFL talk, but when you said that, we're going to send people to YouTube, you and I, because if they've not seen it, we talked about it all day yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to see the parade, y'all need to YouTube Jonesboro Marching Band and watch them at the Macy's parade yesterday.
Yep.
Oh,
they put,
my
they
goodness.
Put on the show.
They
put
yeah,
on
they
the
did.
Show.
In the You're rain.
Right. Yep. Yep.
It was like Prince at the Super Bowl. I don't know, high heels.
Didn't matter.
Make it rain more.
You know what? That's when the opportunity comes. You got to go do it.
They did.
And they did it.
Well, to make sure that you guys get a chance to see that if you're not. All right, back to the NFL and games from yesterday.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to catch the Bears-Lions game. I figured the Lions would win. I didn't know it would be this close.
No, nobody did.
But also the way it ended is a thing that
so you do want to talk about that first.
Well, I don't have to talk about it. I'm just saying that's what I was worried about. Okay.
All right, so Noelle, just jump on in here and let's hear what you got.
I was just about to do that. Why am I doing that? We have the missed call, and we have words on Caleb Williams and DJ Moore on why there was no timeout.
Well, let's hear that.
Okay.
Well, wait. You got, again, for you didn't see the game, you got to understand what was going on. The Bears came back
did
on the Lions. Lions were up 20-3. I went and started cooking. Mm-hmm. I came back and I heard a bunch of cussing in my living room, and that was Tracy watching the game. and the Bears started coming back. And so all of a sudden, I'm no longer pulling for her team and wanting her happy. I'm back to being on the west side of Chicago.
Exactly.
So there was a division in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
And I made it known. And I'm thinking, this dude better not. This is going to be the greatest thing for Caleb Williams to come back on Thanksgiving. They've been putting this dude under the bus all year long, and they have an opportunity. Detroit has a couple missteps where they have some penalties, and they keep the ball in Chicago's hands. Oh, and I'm telling you,
the Lions were holding so bad yesterday.
It
was egregious.
It was egregious.
I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah,
it was egregious.
Every time
I went downstairs and looked at the TV, I was like, "Oh, that's a hole. That's a hole. That's a hole. That's a hole."
Because they were home and they were getting calls,
man,
for most of the game.
Must be nice.
But what happened at the end? And you really have to go back and see it all play out. But the Bears had the ball, and they had, I don't know how many seconds, 18 seconds, something like that left, and they had one timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And they acted like somebody who dropped their wallet at the bus station, and the train just kind of took off, or the train station. And while they're fumbling around looking for it and all that sort of stuff, life just goes right by. And everybody's screaming at the TV, call a timeout. Even people who didn't know nothing about football, call a timeout, because the announcers kept saying, you got one timeout. Oh, man. So anyway, please play the Eberflus response, if you could, please, first.
I don't have Eberflus.
Oh.
I got Caleb and I got DJ.
Okay, let's hear from Caleb.
All right.
The quarterback of the Bears.
All the time out. We cannot surprise. I'm not going to say surprise or not. My job is to go out there and make plays. My job is to get everybody lined up. That's it. Win games. So didn't do that today. You know, I could have gave Rome maybe a little bit more of a jump ball in that situation instead of maybe trying to throw it over the shoulder or anything like that. But, you know, with that situation, that's not what happened.
Okay.
I actually really love his answer.
Here's the thing about that dude. That's a man who's got first-round money in his pocket, and he knows he's going to have himself a new coach next year.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's no point. It's no point
exactly.
in throwing fire on. It's no point in throwing gas on. That's why I said I loved his answer.
Yeah. Just keep it moving. You're going to be there. The other people will not. You can fire everybody else around him, so he'll be gone next year. Now, will that help him in a division with Minnesota? And by the way, I got a question for y'all. So we know what happened last week with the Vikings, and they picked up Daniel Jones from the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And they got Sam Darnold mm-hmm. playing out of his mind.
Right.
What happens to that first round pick?
Exactly.
Who was a national
JJ
champion?
On crutches. This is going to be.
My question is, who gets put into a trade package?
Sam Darnold.
Really?
Sam Darnold.
See, I've been hearing Daniel Jones. That's why he was sent there to get him somewhere else. I guess the point of it is, you're saying that they could put Sam Darnold in a package, and he could start because he's shown that he can be a starter.
Right, and you can actually get something back for him that's just worth something. I don't know what you're getting back for Daniel Jones. What are you getting back?
I don't either, but I'm just saying that's
the
conversation.
That's the guy that they let walk out the building and was like, all right, we'll deactivate his key card. We're going to move on. So what are you getting picking him up off the street and then trying to trade for? I don't see that. It would have to be Sam Darnold. He's shown, I think, the best of his ability so far.
He's turned this around, yeah. Perception.
And now is your chance to go make some money. Whether this is consistent or not, this is your shot to go to somebody's team and really go make some money. Go get a 5-year contract, and you either going to steal the money or you're going to earn it. But this is your shot to go somewhere and get a 5-year contract, and this is Minnesota's shot to get at least a second-round pick back.
But this is now the toughest division. The Bears are the awesome,
mm-hmm.
the afterthoughts. Because, you know, Packers look like they've got their
Packers are almost afterthoughts.
Oh, please. Well, but the quarterback's healthy again.
Well, he's healthy. I mean, like, with the Lions doing what they're doing, they're like 11-1 now. Minnesota's literally right behind, only a game and a half behind them.
But we could talk about the perennial powers in the NFL, and we could talk about this hiccup that almost happened yesterday with the
mm-hmm.
Lions. We could talk about the hiccup that did happen here in Atlanta with the Chiefs if the refs didn't give them that game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs have also struggled through a couple other games. So things are starting to happen in the NFL with what the perception is of these Chiefs and Lions and Baltimore. They've been nicked a couple times.
It's feeling a little open right now.
A little, though. Not much.
Not much, because the Lions still look like they're ready to knock jaws off. But the top heavy teams, like you say, Greg, they look vulnerable. We might mm-hmm. not have seen them take the fall, but they look vulnerable. They look like their Achilles might be a little weak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. We're not done with this. Russell Baxter, he'll be joining us after a Supreme song later on in the show, and we'll get his thoughts on that. Maybe even Sam will join the conversation. I didn't mean to talk all over you there,
okay,
man.
Okay, we are.
That was a little passion for me there.
Oh,
with
yeah,
that.
Go ahead.
Stupid ass Bears.
Okay.
Bleep that word.
Yikes.
Anyway, on this day after, it's Black Friday, and while we're focusing on what's going on around the city, we're hoping to hear from some people giving us some traffic updates. What's going on? What's the parking looking like at this place or that place? But our friend, newly married Kyle Sandy,
yep,
will be joining us next.
Yep.
What is going on around this state right now, Sam?
High school basketball tournament. That's the other thing. It's the best part of the high school basketball season. You got all these holiday events to take place at the ball season, but we're so focused on football, we miss them. So he's going to come on and remind us that there's some great high school basketball going on around the area, too.
That's up next. Kyle Sandy joining Sam and Greg in for the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. I thought you were going to give me another mm-hmm.
No, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Why'd you throw this on for me? Just because of the song?
No, just because it's just something.
I thought you were throwing it because of another reason.
Oh, no, no.
This is a scene from the Blues Brothers.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it is. That's when they get ready to drive through the mall.
That's right.
Right? It's shopping, right? We think it's shopping.
That's right. They're on the north side.
Which mall was that?
That was a... You know how you talked about that mall you worked at here, and they used it in a couple movies?
Yeah.
That was Greenbrier? But Greenbrier's back open,
Well, Gwinnett Place, they use it for movies.
This was one of those down on the south side, one of the southern suburbs around 294. It was not being used, and they filled it up for that one scene.
And they went in and stocked it, wrecked the place.
Genghis formal wear.
Genghis went right through JCPenney.
Oh, man, yeah. That was a good – and the opening scene, I'm surprised nobody got hit.
Yeah.
If you go back and look at that, that car came through there so quick, that person, that stunt person got out of there just in time.
Yep.
It was that quick. But, yeah, it made me think about that when you said that.
Just thought I'd throw that up there.
Yeah, it was nice to be. I appreciate it on this day after. Sam and Greg, we're in for the morning shift. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Bo.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be here till 10 a.m. this morning, turning things over to John Fricke, which means we'll be an hour's into the steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll thank you for that there, too. All right. Now, this guy is the honeymoon still going on? That's the question.
That's what we want. Is that
that's just me.
Is that where we want to start with?
Well, we want
this is holiday. We want to know if he had a nice holiday. If he's had a nice holiday, the meal, who cooked.
Well, okay, you can ask that. You always go for the plate.
Wait,
I want to make sure the man is happy. That's our friend.
Well,
he's been a part of the show forever.
He's very happy.
Why we got a fuss like this? He's sitting there listening, laughing at us.
Good morning, Kyle Sandy.
Hey, man.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday. Happy whatever you guys celebrate this time of year. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah. The question was, is the honeymoon continuing?
Yeah, it's always a honeymoon state. It never ends, right? Once you get married, you're always in a honeymoon state. You're always just thankful to be with the person you love. It's wonderful. It never goes sour. It's fantastic over here, you guys.
See, yeah. There you go.
We watched the man acquire equity.
Yeah,
just like that.
Just like that. Just like that. He is good. He is good. You know, but that's happening. And, of course, everybody talks about, you know, the football yesterday and the football tonight. But there is great high school basketball. Kyle, I always tell people, if you miss out on this time of year, you miss out on some of the best high school basketball. And it's happening. There have been some tournaments already. There's a big one that kicks off with today over at Kip, I think, the Holiday Hoops Giving. What are you going to be watching here the next couple of days?
Oh, yeah, there's already been so many great events that have already taken place, and there's a bunch that are coming up. Yeah, you said at Holiday Hoopsgiving, it's going to be in that Atlanta area. You got that to choose from. If you're a big girls basketball fan, you can go to Hoops for Hunger at Drew High School. That's November 29th through the 30th. You have Hard in the Paint at Maynard Jackson. A lot of great boys teams will be there the same dates. Of course, you got a couple other events on the 30th. If you're more so down south in the Macon area, the Hype South Hardwood Invitational, a boys event is at Central Macon. You got Feastgiving at Buford on the 30th, Wood Elite Girls Thanksgiving Showcase at Cherokee on the 30th. So there's just so many options all across the state of Georgia to go see some great basketball. I'm not sure where I will be at. I know I have family Thanksgiving with my wife's side of the family a little bit later on today, so I'm out of commission today.
We know where you're going to be.
Yeah, and also he just built up a bunch of goodwill. You don't want to go to – listen, I'm leaving. I'll be back later on tonight. Yeah.
Nah.
Who's Jared Cook?
Jared Cook Classic. The Jared Cook Classic went on. That was a great event. There 3 days. I was there for, I believe it was the first day. Got to see Woodward Academy, top Newton, 62-57. That was a really good game. Zach Foster going to Clemson. Hit a dagger three with 15 seconds left and then blocked a shot on the perimeter to really ice it. You had Milton play Grayson over there at the Jared Cook Classic. And Jared Cook, if you don't know who Jared Cook is, played at North Gwinnett, then played in the NFL for the Chargers and maybe a few other teams as well. One of those great dual sport athletes that the state of Georgia always seems to produce.
I want to ask you about a name I just saw, and this is from Woodward Academy, and it looks like it kind of they performed at the Jared Cook Classic. But there's somebody here you have written down has a name, Mr. Everything, from Woodward Academy. The Clemson signee proved to be Mr. Everything.
That's right.
Yeah, Zach Foster.
15 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks, hold Newton's best player, their point guard, to just 2 points. That sounds like a Mr. Everything performance to me. All Zach Foster has really been a kid that's really taken off over the past maybe 24 months and has already signed to play at Clemson, at ACC school. He's a kid that is just really good, a real true two-way dual-threat player, not just offensively, but can really take over games defensively as well. And he really had all the answers for the War Eagles in that win over Newton.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Great to have him join us on this holiday Friday morning, Kyle Sandy. And he is social. You can always find him at KyleSandy355, at KyleSandy355, or at Sandy Spiel, at Sandy Spiel. I'm looking at your ranking so far, and it seems like it's the usual cast of characters, but is there somebody new that's kind of having a breakthrough so far this season and maybe bears watching here as we go through the rest of these pre-region games?
Yeah, like you said, it's usually, you know, you're always going to see Norcross and Grayson and Wheeler. Those are great programs that are always going to be really, really tough. But how about on the boys' side in Class 6A, South Gwinnett, they just popped up and cracked into the top 10, number 7 in the state, 5-0 start. They had a big win over Decatur by 18 points, and they beat a really good Winder Barrow team, 84-59. So South Gwinnett, it feels like South Gwinnett, they always get off to these really good starts, and I want to see them sustain it. It's a very good program that is, for the most part, pretty much homegrown over there. It's a team that maybe does not have one star player, but they can throw out 5 guards that can get you 15, 20 points per game, and they're really, really tough. They play extremely hard. So the Comets are a team to definitely keep an eye on right now.
Wow, we watch for them. I'm going down to 4A. I'm seeing some teams. You got Central Carrollton in there. I know we see Carrollton, but Central Carrollton is ranked there in the Class 4A. They're off to a pretty good start as well.
Central Carrollton's been a really sneaky good program over there in West Georgia. Kenny Edwards has done a really good job. They have some tough guards. Chase North is a really good big guard at about 6'3", 6'4", loves to get downhill. Kaven Cochran's the reigning region player of the year over there, a slender guard that picked up football this year that can really score the ball. That's a team that has won a lot of games over the past 2-3 years and are still waiting for maybe that deep state playoff run, but they're always really tough to play against, and they're right on the precipice of really becoming a statewide program that teams really need to keep an eye on.
Kyle Sandy joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, what's next? We've got through these tournaments. We're getting past the holidays. Where do we focus on after this long Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend?
How about December 7th, the Sandy Spiel Showdown at Pope High School? How about that? That's
All
a
right
great
now.
Event coming up. Yeah, we got 3 boys games, 3 girls games. Got the Pope Greyhounds, of course. You got the Walton Raiders coming, boys and girls. Mount Perrin, Woodstock boys, Allatoona boys. You got Murray County girls coming. Got the Heritage Catoosa girls coming. Marietta girls with, of course, Derek DeWitt's daughter, Leah DeWitt, one of the best freshmen in the state of Georgia. Already has a couple Division I offers in tow. So that's my next plan of attack. I'll be in the gym all day at Pope High School on the 7th of December.
Now, you know, Greg, you know, moves around at Pope High School. Pope High School, he can commandeer the athletic director's office at Pope. He's done that.
Oh, my goodness.
I want you to know.
Well, I'll make sure we have a good hospitality room for you.
Yeah, you do. A nice place. I got nothing bad to say about Pope High School. Nice facility. Beautiful. Very accommodating people. Couldn't be nicer.
Fantastic. We talked about the boys' rankings before we get you out of here. Which girls' team seem like they're breaking through this season?
That's a good question. I think it's really interesting. As far as like breaking through, a classification I want to keep an eye on the girls' side is Class A Division One. I'm talking about a classification that is wide open right now. Mm-hmm. Central Macon's currently ranked number one. Fannin's ranked number two. But a lot of these teams have suffered some early season losses, and there's not one kingpin juggernaut in this classification. So it's wide open for a lot of teams to take some deep runs. You got Temple sitting there at number four. Raven County, who has flirted with state titles in the past, is in the mix. But two newcomers this past week, East Lawrence 1-0. They had a nice win over Calvary Day to tip off their season. And then Putnam County girls, they are 4-1. And they beat Morgan County 47-45 on the road. So Class A Division One on the girls' side. And, you know, that's a classification that's really spread all the way throughout the state of Georgia. But that is going to be an interesting one to track all season long to see who can rise to the top and become the team to beat.
As we leave you on this Black Friday, got a question for you, Kyle. Have you started or have you not started your holiday shopping?
Just got it done maybe 2 days ago with the Amazon wish list, and I already bought a pair of something else I shouldn't say on the radio, but yes, I have started to knock that stuff out. I'm sure I'll pick up some things here and there when I'm in the stores coming up, but yes, I have gotten a start on that.
But you're actually going to go to stores?
Maybe, just nothing like going out today per se and grabbing something, but if I happen to find myself in a store throughout the next month or so, I might take up a little knick-knack or a doodad here and there.
Yeah.
Sam and I are extra larges.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for that. Yes, sir.
We stole it from Chesley McNeil. He's been doing that all morning long in the weather report. giving updates on the malls and goes, by the way, I'm an extra large. Hey, Kyle, listen, it's just the, we've actually talked to you a couple times, but this is your time of year, so we'll be talking to you soon, buddy. And thank you, as always, for getting up and joining us.
Yes, sir. Happy holidays. Thank you. Have fun shopping today.
There you go. Shandy Spiel is his a very busy website.
Yeah.
But it's one-stop shopping for everything high school basketball.
He's got everything on there, right?
Yep. All right, heading to the 7 o'clock hour. We got Terrell Thomas joining us, going to venture into Noel's world. But as always, Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know about some other stuff going on locally. It is Sam and Greg. We are in for Mike, Tiffany, and Bo, the morning shift, here on this Black Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.